None of them. Half sisters, none of them wouldn't sign it. So I called old Pete down here, told him, I'd give him a working over with a count of the maiders. He was drunk. And I taken care of him on up there and made him sign.
You what? With a can of tomatoes?
Yeah, I whooped his head up good with it. Put him in there and carried him on. I had old shovel, that four-cylinder shovel, they stripped down. And I had a sack of tin stuff on there. And he played off drunk. And he went to cussing, and I went to work on his head. And I put him up in there and drove straight up there to the courthouse and got out and went in there. And I got the license and come on back. And Taylor and them was looking for me.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna put both of us in jail. I went and got on my wall of filth, come right on around, got on my wall of filth, and he lit out straight over there. And we, just as we got through Marion and all, Taylor and Jeff run up and says, Little May Wooten, we got some papers to serve on that wall of filth. I'm sorry. Says, you just about 2 minutes late. Says, she was ooting just a few minutes ago, she's a reason now. He said, ain't a damn thing you can do. So both of them got back in there and left and went on. I went to Lumpkin and worked up that 3 weeks before I come back home. I got tied up. I was staying with a woman up there, and every time I'd leave, she wanted to leave and come down here, and I know it wouldn't work. And then after I come home Friday night and Saturday about 2 o'clock, that red-headed heifer come rolling up. Somebody, a nigger, brought her down there. I told her, I said, you got to go. I take her in there and carry her right back up there and put her out, and I ain't never seen her no more. I thought a whole lot of her, not as much as I did more later. Well, I know that May, I know she ever got mad, she was hell.
Yeah.
She told both of us up. But she got in the field, she worked her and Buzz and plied a mule I got right side of me for 4 years after we was married. After I quit the machine shop and all went to farming at Vernon Phillips over there. She plied right side of me.
Yeah. Can you remember back to when y'all had wagons and you used wagons mainly?
Yeah, I remember back when there wasn't but 3 cars in Cup. That's right. Doctor and old man Hick.
Uh-huh.
And Papa used to take Leo down yonder. Not a little bit of fella. And Doctor could go down that road on them old damn baby Maxwell. And they had the lights up on the side. And he'd run his mule from one road to the other where he'd get out of the road and stop and listen to see if he could hear him come and get back in the road and run the mule to the next road. For if the mule met him, I got that runaway sure.
Yeah.
We done that one Saturday when they lived down there at the old Luke Price place. And we got all that turn to blow John to go to the house down there.
Uh-huh.
I got his track kept going on the other way, and he done run them mule, had them lathered down with sweat, done run them all the way from Cup. Run from one road to the other, and get out and stand and listen. He couldn't hear it, he'd get back, and you could hear it a mile before he got to it. Them old Baby Maxwell and other, had an old Hudson or Dodge or something, I don't know what it was. Old high wheel cranked up on the side. It wasn't a 2-cylinder.
Well, about the parts of a wagon now. You had the kind of the piece that ran down through the...
Mm-hmm. Just like these here. Just a regular... Well, just like that wagon up there. I got a wagon up there at Uncle John's and them. But they had these here wagons, these old army wagons. Back, the biggest of them then was that they had in World War One that they hauled stuff with big old hubs. And they was well made, too. Shoot them things that you could put 4 or 5 turns on them, wouldn't hurt them. You could hook 2 mules to them, or 4 or 6. Had their lead to kick you out at the end of the tongue, and they had them tongues fixed.
Yeah.
Where they had them double pieces that went back up under the bottom, where you hooked extra chains, to keep them pulling the end off. Folded way down there. We had 3 or 4 of them over there, and then that's the regular little single-tied wagon, and then had the wide-tied wagon. We had about... Oh, they had about 17, 18 wagons over there.
Wasn't there a piece when the horses came back, that you hitched the horses